Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill, the producer, here as well. We have some special guests coming in the studio today. And a lot to cover. You know, now last week, I had just gotten back from my summer vacation. And while I was away for the July 4th holiday, Sharknado was unleashed on the world. And we talked about it a little bit last week. An internet phenomenon. I think the last stuff I read, a million and a half people have already seen this thing. And it was repeated on Sci-Fi this week. I think it was Thursday.
Are you willing to concede that just because a lot of people watch it, that it's not necessarily any good?
Well, I can say that I did watch it.
Is it any good, Greg?
Well, I will never be able to get that hour and a half back ever again. And but I will say that it's as bad as it was. And you know, I wonder what the purpose of it was. My guess is it was just to give you like a baseline of how bad a movie can be. So when you think you've seen a crappy movie at the theater, you can always reflect back to Sharknado and
that
go,
"That movie sucked."
Oh no, it was way better than Sharknado.
Oh, you got a good point.
Got my money's worth. See? Yeah, so it could be, you know, that was the purpose. I don't know, but you know, if you take it for what it is, which is just crap, you know, B movie garbage.
I think that it would have to be seriously improved to be a B movie.
Yeah, it was a C minus at best, and but it was funny. I mean, some of the things throughout the movie were.
Was it a movie that was so bad that it was good?
In certain parts it was. Some of it was just bad. Wasn't even any.
How were the special effects?
The special effects were ridiculous.
You could feel those sharks being pulled through the tornado, couldn't you?
Like, you know, if filmmakers had resorted back to using crayons, it was maybe just a step above that in some of the special effects.
I'm not 100% sure that I know any movie that was made with crayons.
Well, this one was just one step above. I don't know. It was just kind of goofy. Some of the editing was off, and it was just like, what is going on here? but then again, some of the stuff was kind of funny, and it was so bad, it was good.
Were there any actual sharks that you ever saw in this movie?
Actually,
any real sharks?
Yeah, they did. And I, you know, I'm going to check up on this because our buddy Stuart Cove in Nassau, Bahamas, he is like the dive operator to the stars. And I could swear that they had some footage that they had cut in with some of those special effects where they were chumming up the sharks at the surface, where they'd come up to the back of the transom of the boat and grab a piece of meat and swim away. That looked like Stuart's footage to me. That could have been someone else's, but I've seen Stuart's work many, many times over there at Stuart Cove's. And I have a feeling they had taken some stock footage from surface feeding of Caribbean reef sharks and pulled some of that. And then there was some underwater footage of some hammerheads or whatever. Who knows where they took real footage. But when they meshed it with the CGI, with the computer-generated sharks, it was like, okay, I don't get it. How does a cartoon mesh with real footage? You know, it was really ridiculously bad.
But at least the acting was good. Top-notch acting.
Tara Reid ought to be nominated for a, I don't know, is there some, well, Razzie, maybe? I don't know. No,
I don't think she qualifies because this was a made-for-cable movie.
Okay.
I think Razzies are for actual movies.
True, maybe. But she was pretty ridiculously bad. And
does she look all right, though?
Not really.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but there were some, you know, some of the funniest things watching the movie is that they, you know, they had the little tweets popping up during the show like they do on a lot of TV shows now. And they had this going on throughout the movie, and some of the tweets were hilarious. Like, you know, they had just seen, you know, they're watching the movie, and people were responding to what they're seeing for Sharknado. And, like, one of the tweets was, "Oh, my God, they have just ruined this for the world. What happens when a real Sharknado happens? No one's going to take it seriously now because this movie has made everybody think it's a bunch of crap." So it's like crying wolf or crying shark, and now no one's going to believe there's a real Sharknado when a real Sharknado happens. Now, CJ has just walked into the studio, one of my dive students. CJ, have you actually witnessed, have you seen Sharknado yourself yet?
I haven't, but I just checked out the video on YouTube, or the trailer on YouTube.
The trailer, yeah.
And I think I've pretty much seen it all.
Yeah, well, I think you did.
Some really nuanced acting from, was it Ian Ziering?
Yeah.
Ian McKellen.
No, I don't think that's who it was. No. But
my favorite line of his was...
yeah, what was it?
Well, he brought
notes. I just can't sit back and watch this.
Yes.
Because you felt the exact same way.
Yeah.
And you were only wasting a minute and a half on the trailer.
Exactly.
He watched the whole damn movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, they did do a...
That was a quote on the bottom of the movie poster from the... critics. I just can't sit back and watch this.
Well, a couple of quotes in the movie. Yeah, they did do a little tip of the hat to Jaws, which they should, and they're flying around.
Okay, hold on.
Listen.
Referencing Jaws in a piece of garbage movie like Sharknado is not a tip of the hat. It is a middle finger, straight up.
That could be.
Screw you, Spielberg. Screw you.
All right, so two of the people are flying around in a helicopter, okay? And
the shark jump out of the water and take the helicopter down.
No, they're flying their helicopter up to the tornado, the Sharknado, and she looks at the Sharknado and she goes, "Oh my God, I think we're going to need a bigger copter."
Oh,
that was good. I like that.
You have a bucket.
Yeah, but you know, honestly,
I
watched the movie. I watched Sharknado because I figured, you know, it's about sharks. There's going to be some shark. As ridiculous as this movie obviously is, there'll be some diving. This is the first shark movie I have ever seen in my entire life that had absolutely zero diving in it. No diving.
And also
no
probably
beach
no
stuff.
Sharks.
They actually did have some. But
they're all CGI.
No, they had some real sharks. So we were just talking about that from Stuart. They cut it into the CGI. So it was kind of like, what was that cartoon shark from Mr. Jaws on Saturday morning cartoons? He was a great white. You never saw that cartoon.
No.
Anyway, it was kind of like
Charlie, but I think he's a tuna.
The moose puppet from Captain Kangaroo.
Well, it was close. My point is, it's like going from a cartoon to some real footage. But anyway.
Why did he keep that moose puppet in his pants? I was very confused by that.
I've never seen a shark movie where there was no diving whatsoever in it anywhere. I mean, it was there was more connections to flying than there was with diving in Sharknado. So now, will they change? Will they rectify that issue when Sharknado 2 comes out and attacks New York City? Which, by the way, that's what they've said. This one was based in L.A. and Hollywood, so it overtakes the West Coast. But evidently, 2014, they've already announced Sharknado 2.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Problem with the plot.
You have a problem with the plot?
You have a teeny tiny problem
with
the science? Is it the science?
Why is the only sharks caught up in the wind of the tornado and not other sea creatures?
Well, they don't matter. And the sharks ate them.
Whale-nados!
Squid-nado!
There you go.
Yeah. That could be, you know, part of the spinoffs. Part 2, 3, or 4.
Planktonado.
You know, Part 2, when the Sharknado takes over New York City, will it be a prequel? I don't know.
That would really be good. Watch out, Big Apple.
Yeah. Anyway, Sharknado.
Take a bite out of Big Apple.
I mean, it was. I'll never be able to get that hour and a half back. But I did watch it, and I would recommend it if basically you didn't have anything else to do with your life for an hour and a half. You know, you want to just put it on and...
What, have you scheduled your own suicide right. So you're just going to watch this movie and then do it?
Yeah.
You'll send out your text.
Something along
for
those
help,
lines. Yes.
And then you'll watch the movie.
That could be construed as a cry for help.
Yeah, it could be.
Greg,
but
okay.
Post on Facebook,
really.
I'm watching Sharknado.
I was really
because
depressed.
Because the best thing that I could possibly do with my life today is watch Sharknado.
Yeah. Well, hey, it was the biggest chatter on Twitter, outdoing the 777 crash, by the way. Can you believe that? Sharknado. So you've got to pay attention. I am a connoisseur of popular culture. That's why I took it upon myself to do this for, you know, our listeners. And
G-I-G-O.
I give...
Think about that. G-I-G-O.
Sharknado gets two fins up? No. It gets something up somewhere, but I'm not sure.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
How's that doing?
It's not Dave?
How's that doing?
That creep, really? Okay, Greg. Here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah. Cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up.
Boobies.
Back it up, Greg.
Wow, what happened there? I don't remember that. Was there a restraining order put in place? Is that way we don't hear from Nikki anymore?
Just the one?
Yeah, good point. You know, for whatever reason, when it comes to sharks and especially mermaids, we are called upon here at Scuba Radio to do our due diligence. And not only did we have Sharktopus and Sharknado to report on here on the big show to bring everybody up to speed. So when you're asked about, you know, could a Sharknado happen or is there such thing as a Sharktopus, which was like the precursor to Sharknado as far as these classic movies.
Classic!
We want you to be informed to be able to answer these questions to your potential diving friends.
Bill Hitchcock wasn't involved in this, was he?
I don't believe that Alfred Hitchcock was part of the genius.
No, Bill Hitchcock was, so.
Wild Bill Hitchcock.
Yeah,
Wild
I think
Bill
so.
Hitchcock.
When it comes to sharks and mermaids, we are called upon to do this thing. And this week, the other story in the news was...
The other story in the news.
Yeah.
The one story
there's only
that
two.
Everyone, including the President of the United States, is making addresses about...
Is the mermaid.
Sharknado and the mermaid
he will
that couldn't
be.
Swim
he will.
In a public pool.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to address this.
I look at that mermaid and I think 35 years ago, that could have been me.
You know how many emails I got?
Well, that's going to be Michelle, duh.
Okay.
I received
literally three emails.
No, it was a...
Two of them were spam.
It was in the high single digits. But I got this story emailed to me.
All of his friends sent them.
And they said, Greg, what's going on with this mermaid that's been banned from our community pool is just wanting to swim around as a mermaid. You need to go in there and save the day.
Yeah.
And, of course, I took it and filed it accordingly. But, no, there's this girl that...
You leapt into action.
Yeah.
And rolled back over on the couch.
And you know what he said? He said... I just
that is so true.
I can't just sit here and watch this.
I can't sit idly by.
So I'll turn it off.
Yeah. So anyway, this girl over in Tampa area. You know what? She might be.
You would have had to have gone 90 whole miles out of your way to help this girl.
Well, I would
or
have
pick
to
pick up the phone.
Yeah, I would have to pick up the phone. I don't know if she's
too busy watching Sharknado on a loop.
I actually kind of recognized her name. And I don't know if we've ever talked to her before, but she might be tied in with the Weeki Wachee Mermaid Girls, where Nikki and Abby and Denise and some of those people came from. I'm not sure. But she wanted to practice her mermaiding skills there in a community pool in Tampa, in the Tampa area. And the community said, hey, we have a no-fin rule, and said, you can't do this mermaiding thing here. It's against pool rules. Why is there a no-fin rule anyway? Well, that's discriminatory against divers.
Except for if you don't mind me saying.
Well, I do, but okay. Go ahead.
The pool's not really for divers, and there's huge expanses of water really close to Tampa, which are perfectly legal for scuba diving in.
Okay. That's fine, but I'm just saying, why discriminate against us? What's wrong with us? Or mermaids?
If it's a crowded pool and there's a lot of people that want to use the pool, I think that a diver with fins takes up a little bit more space than a swimmer.
Also, as far as the mermaid's concerned, I can understand why they would want to not have a mermaid in the pool because it's damn near impossible to get that slime out of the water once they leave.
It's more of a mucus film.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's real
they
tough
don't
to
have
off.
To. They don't have to emit that.
Well, it only comes off if you rub on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
It's happened every time CJ's been around.
Oh, I understand.
So if you would just stop rubbing off on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, well, then I see no point in the banning.
I do appreciate all the people that forwarded this mermaid story to me and asked me to save the mermaid and...
You're gonna help her.
Yeah. Thank you for all your help, Greg. You're such a beacon of light for us in the mermaid community.
Yeah, there is a lot of...
What's the opposite of hero?
You are...
Zero.
You are our zero.
Greg the Shire Awayer.
You are the wind beneath my fins.
It'd be water.
No, you're wind.
Oh, okay.
Like broken wind.
Yeah, I figured... That's where that was going.
Yeah.
Anyway, just stop.
Thank you, please. Bubbler.
So, I don't know. If she wants to join the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, maybe we could give her a gig that way. But, you know, other than that, she just needs to find a new waterway to practice her mermaiding skills in, you think? But I just wonder, as divers, being that they banned fins from the pool, should divers feel compelled to, you know, stand up for this mermaid any more than we would?
Well, actually, no. The question is, should divers stand up for this mermaid more than
we
would?
I think,
because at this point, clearly, we're not standing up at all.
Yeah. I can't speak for everyone else, and I'd like to get more information before I make a decision. And one thing I need to know is, One more piece of this, because you have to look at all sides.
I would say about a six, maybe
the
a
question
seven.
Is that I have is she hot?
She had a nice photograph of herself, which was taken to be as flattering as possible. I'd say seven.
Okay. So really? Then I think we need to help her.
Okay. Anything above a...
Three.
Five. We have standards. I mean,
they're low.
We can't go helping everybody. We're just three people.
Well, you know, if there's any consolation, she might be able to get a gig in Sharknado 2.
I understand if you would
Mermaid
ban...
NATO.
I understand if the pool wants to ban, like, say, spear guns, but not fins. Like, spear guns, okay. We're not unreasonable. We're okay with your spear gun ban, but let the girl have a tail.
I say we film our own Mermaido.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah? Could that work?
The wind was so hard it blew off my seashells.
A mermicane.
Ooh.
It's a mermaid and a hurricane, and it just blows and blows.
Herman Cain has a small part in it as he goes by, saying, Auntie M! Auntie M!
A cameo.
Yes.
A cameo.
He's a pizza delivery guy.
Yes.
Wow.
And the mermaid's name would be Misty.
Okay, why?
It's because it's kind of a weather condition.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tornado.
Not windy?
Mermicane.
Yeah.
I actually wrote that down.
Misty? You wrote down Misty?
Mermicane.
Oh, Mermicane. Wow. And I thought I had too much time on my hands. All right.
This is actually scripted comedy, people.
Really?
Comedy gold.
All right. We got more of it coming up, unfortunately. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Florida spiny lobster season is coming up here next week, and we're going to talk about how to revive your dive here in just a bit on the big show. But what is that going on? Oh, my. Where did he come from?
Hey.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa? Well, come on. What are you doing here, man?
It's almost Christmas shopping season.
It's July, dude.
Only like 236 more days.
Well, okay. You're counting, obviously. I don't even know if that's accurate, but whatever.
This door is sticking.
What are you doing here, man?
This door is sticking.
I thought we had a rule against you wasn't allowed in, Bill. What happened?
Don't look at me. You're the one who keeps giving him liquor.
Well.
Oh, I thought you said I could have free. A sticker.
Yeah, I got a sticker for you.
It's Scuba Radio.
What are you doing?
Sticker.
What do you need? What's going on? Let's just get the server
I
away.
I heard you guys talking about Sharknado.
Sharknado.
I used to use that to make Bloody Marys. is part tomato juice.
No, that's not
and
accurate.
With a little bit of shark squeezings.
Yeah. No, that's
and
that's
it's good
it.
For you.
It's good for you. No, this is a tornado full of sharks.
He's actually confusing Sharknado with Clamato.
Maybe.
Sharkmado.
No, that's...
It's delicious.
Is it?
You never had that?
I've never had that.
Ah.
All right, is that all you got, really?
You have not lived.
Is that all you got, Drunken Santa? We got a show to do here. I don't know why, how you even...
No, I'm just kidding about the Sharkmado. That doesn't exist.
Oh, okay, well...
You have to just use, like, regular...
So you saw the movie, then.
Bloody Mary.
You're familiar with the Sharknado movie.
That was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really? Have you seen a lot of movies?
The effects were amazing. Those sharks are so rich. I saw it, of course, I have more appreciation. I saw it in 3D.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was out in 3D.
Well, maybe it wasn't 3D.
It was more of like double vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Understand. Scuba Radio,
but I have
Santa.
A couple of ideas. If you want to make a movie, you have the resources.
Yeah, real quick, what?
Eel fog.
Eel fog.
Turtle hail.
Turtle.
Or my favorite, Barracuda Avalanche.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now, just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, you take my picture with that thing. I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. Done any diving lately, Nick?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I just got some drift diving in yesterday.
Ooh, drift diving. That's a great way to spend some time underwater.
Pretty relaxing, that's for sure.
But like all diving, there's some stuff to consider in order to stay safe.
You speak the truth.
So lay it on us.
Well, the first thing to consider is the nature of drift diving. It's unique in the fact that, unlike other kinds of diving, you don't enter and exit the water in the same point. On the contrary, in fact, that's the purpose of the dive. You enter the water at one point and drift with the current for a given period of time and exit the water at a pickup point.
It's like flying.
It's lovely. Generally, it's done with a dive master. The group dives together and stays near the dive master, who often tows a line or buoy so that the dive boat can keep track of the group's position and follow behind.
Sometimes the boat follows the bubbles instead, too.
Right. Which leads to an important piece of safety equipment every diver should carry.
Which is?
A safety sausage. On the off chance you're separated from the group, you can inflate the sausage and attract attention. It helps the dive boat find you. A whistle used in conjunction with the safety sausage is also helpful. Using both sight and sound to alert others to your position can only help. It's not the time to be shy.
What other preparations should you make to stay safe?
Be confident in your buoyancy control. It's a key element to drift diving. You'll be swimming in close group, which means close quarters with other divers. You want to be sure you can control your position in the water and avoid collisions. Not only can someone get hurt when this occurs, but you can get entangled or gear can get knocked loose. It's also likely you won't have an ascent line to follow on your way back to the surface, so you'll need to be able to make a controlled ascent, complete with a safety stop.
So buoyancy control is key, but since you mentioned close quarters, I'd add awareness to that as well.
You are absolutely right. Drift diving is extremely relaxing, and it's easy to get so caught up in being carried by the current that you lose track of your surroundings. But losing awareness of where you are leads to collisions with other divers, the reefs, other obstacles in the water, and none of that is a good thing.
What about drift dive planning?
If you're diving with an experienced commercial operator, it's crucial to listen to the procedures and profiles they outline. Dive at the depth they set, and air allowing, be prepared to limit your time to the agreed-upon profile. Follow the entry and exit procedures the operators follow, and be sure to listen to the contingency plan they give you on the off chance you're separated from the group. But never plan to leave the group. It's the nature of the dive. You'll be diving as a group, so be prepared to follow the rules set for the group.
Including surfacing early if someone runs low on air.
Of course. And that can be part of the planning, and no one should ever feel compelled to take shortcuts or compromise air consumption for the sake of the group's time underwater.
What if you're not diving with a commercial operator?
If you're not diving with an experienced commercial operator, never ever dive without a float buoy to follow and discuss all aspects of the plan, including pickup and separation before entering the water.
Are there any other aspects to consider?
Two things. Drift diving is a specialized kind of diving, and as with all specialties, we advocate getting specific training to teach you what you need to know.
And the other thing?
Be comfortable with your equipment and be sure your gear is comfortable on the surface. Because you enter and exit as a group, you tend to spend a little more time on the surface than you would if you were just entering and exiting as buddy teams. So make sure you can spend that time on the surface without being uncomfortable or expending excess energy. Drift diving is all about relaxing, and it starts at the surface.
If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to fly, drift diving may be for you. But as with all other types of diving, it comes with its own set of safety, preparation, and training considerations. So before you take off, take the time to learn them all. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Wow, a lot of stuff going on today, whether it's Sharknado, lobster seasons next week, to help us focus, I guess, a little bit more on what's really separating real world from Hollywood is our buddy Captain Slate. Okay, maybe not the best source in the world, but we'll go to him anyway. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Captain Slate, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Scuba Radio.
All right, so Captain Slate, you're out on the water today getting people ready for lobster season. Is that what you're doing or what? What's going on down there?
Well, I think they're gonna be here and be ready next Wednesday, Thursday. They're just signing up to come. But yeah, we're out on the water. Beautiful day out here, little 1 to 2 foot seas, and everybody's out scouting their spots for all these crusty crustaceans, and we're gonna go out and find them.
All right, so let's just say it wasn't great conditions today, and a little squall popped up, and all of a sudden a water spout shows up down there in Key Largo and sucks up all the lobsters and then dumps them off into your, onto your grill. Could that happen? It'd be a lobster-nado.
Yeah, it could be a real fact of nature. Things really weird down here happen. It is the devil's triangle.
Yes.
So 2 years ago, that's exactly what happened. I came out, my grill was smoking with 12 lobsters on it.
Yeah, and a little water spout had just dropped them off onto your grill for you, huh? But that,
yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right. Well, that could happen, but that probably wouldn't be the way to look at reaching your quota as a lobster slayer this week.
No.
Yeah. So Wednesday, Thursday is the two-day mini season, and I know you got this event going on down in Key Largo with some of the other dive operators called Revive Your Dive. What's that all about?
Well, what we're trying to do is to get everybody tuned back up, because unfortunately there are a lot of divers that just come out for lobster season once a year, and as we know, you can't really stay out of any sport and do it once a year and be proficient or safe at it.
Right.
So we devised, me and Conquer Public, Atlantis Dive Center, and Almirada Dive Operation there at Holiday Isle have come up with a plan, and we got a Divers Alert Network, which is a core sponsor of your show, to come down. They've sent their medical doctor down. And we've got the FWC over here doing safety boat inspections, and we're over at our pool right across, actually, from the dive shop over at the Vista Center in the back there, and we're doing free updates for everybody to come in and get tuned up with diving and get a little update from instructors from all three of our stores to make it a safer day out there on Wednesday, Thursday, in case they're not on a regular boat.
Yeah, excellent. So it's a chance for them to get in the water, refresh their skills, check out their gear before they actually put it to the test for Florida Spiny Lobster Mini Season Wednesday and Thursday this week, right? Something to add.
Absolutely,
effect.
And that's a pull-off place at the Chamber of Commerce building behind us, and a lot of private boaters are heading in, and like I say, FWC's giving free safety inspections for anybody, and also in the pool we're doing free checkups on your diving. So we're just trying to make it a safer weekend or a safer two-day season. A lot of times we do have sporadic accidents up and down the Keys in South Florida just because people aren't ready for it. They haven't been in the water. They just haven't tuned the gear up. So we're doing that all.
Obviously, fins allowed in that pool.
Yes. Yes.
Fins allowed in that pool.
There's not a no-fin policy like it is for that mermaid up in Tampa.
That good. Poor girl.
Yeah. Now, so, Captain Slate, I got to ask you, so you're out on the boat today. Do you have some people, they are scoping out sites, or are there lobsters? Or are they out there on the reef right now all over and just taunting all the divers saying, hey, we're here, and you can't get us till Wednesday kind of thing? Are they doing that kind of thing down there in the Keys or what?
Well, we did dive this afternoon, our second dive, one of the areas where you could catch lobsters, but in the spas, the sanctuary preservation areas like Elbow, the Statue, Molasses, French, Benwood, not Benwood, but Carisfort, they're always in there tawing us year-round because we can't catch them. And so we see the big ones in there all the time. But I did dive on a shallow reef last weekend and scouted out some nice bugs. And so that's where we usually go, to the no-name reefs in the 12 to 15 feet of water. And In fact, if you're a good snorkeler, you can catch them snorkeling.
Wow.
And that's usually where the lobsters are.
So you're seeing them shallow right now?
Sure. They're shallow. Before the water gets too warm, then they move out a little deeper. I just listen to what the lobster guys tell me.
Yeah, I got you. All right, cool. Well, and you got your creature feeder happening every, what, Friday morning and Sunday morning. Am I right on that?
Yep, we're in the water tomorrow morning doing it again. I with the eels and the barracudas and got a new barracuda. We named him after Miami Heat, so his name is The Heat.
Okay, nice.
He comes in that fast, too.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be sucked up into a barracuda. Or what?
Barracuda avalanche.
A barracuda avalanche, according to Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. I don't know what that is exactly, but it doesn't sound doesn't sound like a good thing. You hear what I'm saying? So stay safe. Keep them safe down there.
I'll be careful and watch the barracuda avalanche.
All right. CaptainSlade.com. Go there, book it, and you can do one of his creature features and obviously get ready for Florida spiny lobster season as well.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. And why don't you tell Stanley that I have asthma? Because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
I have no idea what this is about. But we do it every week anyway. It's the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer. CJ, one of my dive students and a diver himself, is with us today. Revive Your Dive. This is actually a program that Captain Slate was referring to earlier. It's going on today in the Keys, Saturday and Sunday. All day there. I believe it's at the Florida Keys Visitor Center, Florida Key Largo. I don't know. Let's find out, because we have Pete from Scuba Board on Scuba Radio right now, and he's right there at the event. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I am hot and sweaty.
Okay. A little too much information, but it's going to be a Pete Nato. He's going to sling his sweat around everybody. He's going to spin around and, ooh, that's... Anyway,
I need more divers to come out down here and get me into the pool so I can get cooled off.
Ah, very nice. So, are you at the Florida Keys Visitor Center, or where are you at exactly, Pete?
that's precisely where I am. And we've got a great thing going here. We got instructors in the pool making sure you know all your skills, that you get everything down, you get your weight down. We have gift bags with T-shirts and coolers and all sorts of fun stuff. And they even have scuba board sticker.
Nice. And reviveyourdive.org, by the way, is the website to go to and find out more about this and how to go get freshened up in time for lobster mini season. But so, just so I'm clear, there is actually a pool there at the Florida Keys Visitor Center. Is that right?
Yes, I know it's backwards, but we actually have pools here in the Keys.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that they, I mean, is this like a welcome center place or right there off of US 1 or what?
This is the welcome, the visitor center. As you come into the Keys, and it's easy to miss, by the way.
Yeah.
As you come into the Keys, you come down the big bridge, and then all of a sudden it makes a big right turn. Well, if you're making the right turn, don't sneeze because you'll miss us.
Okay.
We're right there on that corner.
All right, right there at the top of Key Largo. Gotcha.
Just look for
the
sweaty
guy. At the very top, Bayside.
Yeah, and is the pool in the back of the complex or something? Is that what's going on or what?
There is. I've used it to actually teach instructors in from time to time. It's not a very well-known pool. We've gotten all the mosquitoes out, and, you know, so it's a fun pool right now.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so you're telling people what they need to do or checking out their gear, listening to a talk or two about medical issues, I guess. Wait, is Dr. Nick there from Divers Alert Network as well or no? Who's
we
there?
We actually have... Dr. Dan here representing Dan.
Okay, well, that's even better. So, I mean, what is that Dan? That's not Dan Orr you're talking about, is it?
No. Dan Orr is not a doctor.
Oh.
Dan Orr is a spokesperson. This is a real doctor. He runs the Cleveland, I'm getting it wrong. He's running a clinic here in South Florida that relates to diver health and diver wellness. I mean, so
got
he's
it.
All about the divers. He's
okay.
A fascinating person to talk to.
Excellent. So have you scoped out the sites there in the Keys yourself, Pete, for Florida spiny lobster season or what?
Should I tell you that in the last 6 dives down here, I have seen just under 60 lobsters, almost 10 lobster average per dive.
Wow. No, you shouldn't tell me that because that makes me very anxious. I'm breaking out into a cold sweat right now. That's just
and I tell you,
it's a fever, lobster fever.
Most of them are shallow.
So you're saying shallow as well, huh?
So they're in the 25, 30 foot of water.
Really?
I mean, and we're not talking about spas. These are actually lobsters you can take.
Interesting. All right, so you have some sites already.
For the right bribe, I might give locations.
For the right price, huh? So are you putting this information out on eBay as an auction or?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, why not? Or you can just share it right now, just between you and me. Where's your favorite spot right now? Where would you tell someone to go down in the Keys this Wednesday?
Tell them to go on one of the reefs in the Keys. You're going to find lobster all over the place. All right, the big thing this last year is the lobster, commercial lobster fishermen pulled their traps out early because of coldness. They stopped catching lobster. So they've been out of the water almost 2-3 months longer than they're normally out. They came out in early January. So there's lots of lobster here.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we have Wednesday and Thursday to do that in the Keys. It's 6 bugs a day. That's for Monroe County. And then if you go further up north, you can do 12 a day. But in Monroe County, in the Florida Keys, you can only do 6 lobsters a day, Wednesday and Thursday. And then it opens up for the regular season the first Saturday of August, I believe. Isn't that right?
That's right. They also need to know that during mini season, there is no lobstering allowed near any man-made object like a bridge, a pier, a canal, or anything like that. You have to be at least 100 yards off the shore.
Or at night.
In an area that's not protected.
Yeah, no night diving down in Monroe County, lobster.
And no night diving either.
Yeah.
Not for mini season.
So 300 yards from a house, from a boat. You'd have to go very, very deep.
Anchored.
Not a boat.
A boat's a man-made object.
Well, at a dock.
Yeah, but it's not a permanent.
Oh, I misunderstood. All right.
Stationary man-made object.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
I mean, your tank's a man-made object.
Well, true. Yeah. I guess that could be.
My pants.
All right. Well,
I was going to dive without my pants just to satisfy this rule.
Oh boy, yeah. And you, once again, you should stay 300 feet away from Bill when he's doing that. Just for the record, I think that's a law as well.
I'd say 600 feet away from Bill when he's doing that.
Yes, just out of visual range, for sure. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. I'll let you get back to instructing those divers down there in the Keys. Once again, Revive Your Dive. And scubaboard.com is where you can connect with Pete as well.
And watch out for the urchin lightning.
Urchin lightning? Really?
Urchin lightning.
Really? Is that another movie, too? Oh, boy.
Glam storm.
We got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Stay close. We ain't going nowhere. You know how to wail here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we know here. Now we can fuck you under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.